When you walk into the New York Historical Society, the first exhibit you see features a framed letter. It's the infamous Schagen letter, dated 1626, and it's thought to mark the Dutch purchase of Manhattan from the Lenape people.
It represents this fact that Europeans basically swindled native people out of their land.
That's the exhibit's curator and historian, Russell Shorto. If you know anything about the settling of Manhattan 4 centuries ago, you may know that the Lenape supposedly sold Manhattan to the Dutch for $24.
What we have is this letter that a Dutch official wrote, and he said, "Our people have bought the island Manhattan from the Wilden, the wild people, for the value of 60 guilders."
Shorto says what people get wrong about this story is that the Lenape didn't consider themselves as the owners of the land. Therefore, it wasn't theirs to sell.
It paints the Lenape people as people who really had no consideration or value of land.
Hadrian Kumas is the co-founder of the Lenape Center in Manhattan.
It's very offensive that this letter is used as a means of promoting some kind of transaction which never happened.
Kumas says the Historical Society didn't consult with the Lenape Center in designing the exhibition about the Dutch. If it had, he would have asked for what modern-day Lenape really want, for the Dutch to take accountability.
The atrocities committed against Lenape people and other peoples must be the focus, and there must be the beginning of their own truth-telling, their own means of providing reparations and healing.
And back at the Historical Society, on the second floor, workers are setting up for an event. An artist, Beatrice Glow, is showing off what she thinks those early Dutch ships could look like.
Start with this piece. Here you see a parade float maquette.
Instead of ships, Glow imagines each vessel as a miniature parade float, each one honouring communities enslaved or displaced by colonial rule. One of the miniatures reimagines the seal of New York City with two women, one Dutch and one Lenape, crouched around the Tree of Life.
I wanted to imagine that the commemoration, this alternate commemoration, actually came to life.
Glow did extensive research on the native communities in early New York. She describes her work as a collaboration with the indigenous artists. One of the Munsee Lenape elders, Micheline Picaro Mann, even inspired the show's title, When Two Rivers Meet.
And she said in her culture, the most sacred place is where two rivers meet. But it's also an invitation to everyone who comes to the exhibition to converge, to listen to each other, and to meet. And at some point, the when is that proposition.
The events this month kick off the start of a 2-year reckoning with early Dutch colonial rule. Maureen Saint, Columbia Radio News.